Chapter 6. Scary Stories. As I sat in my room, trying to concentrate on the third act of Macbeth, I was really listening for my truck. I would have thought, even over the pounding rain, I could have heard the engine's roar. But when I went to peek out the curtain, again, it was suddenly there. I wasn't looking forward to Friday, and it more than lived up to my non-expectations. Of course, there were the fainting comments. Jessica especially seemed to get a kick out of that story. Luckily, Mike had kept his mouth shut, and no one seemed to know about Edward's involvement. She did have a lot of questions about lunch, though. "So what did Edward Cullen want yesterday?" Jessica asked in trig. "I don't know," I answered truthfully. "He never really got to the point." "You looked kind of mad," she fished.
"Did I?"
I kept my expression blank. "You know, I've never seen him sit with anyone but his family before. That was weird."
"Weird," I agreed. She seemed annoyed. She flipped her dark curls impatiently. I guess she'd been hoping to hear something that would make a good story for her to pass on. The worst part about Friday was that even though I knew he wasn't going to be there, I still hoped.